is out. But people do it all the time. All the time. Now, here's one that I wanted to bring out to you, and you decide on this. EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. Okay? I call a spade, folks. Now, back in 1975 now, when the oil companies lowered the octane on gasoline, they had to add in a chemical called MTBE, is anti-knock. Because back then, cars couldn't run on gas octane lower than 100. Anything lower than 100, the engines would ping or knock and get badly damaged. So, in 75, they lowered the octane. The premium became 92, not 104. And the whole thing behind that was gas mileage. Okay? It's all money. Everything in this life we live in is money. Well, money is nothing, folks, because money cannot buy you a life. You take all the money in the world, it can never buy you a life. So what is money? Money is nothing. Yeah, you need money to live. But money cannot buy you a life. Okay? Now, MTBE, the anti-knock additive that they added into the gas in 1975, it took EPA 30 years to come out and say it has to be taken out of the gas because it is causing cancer. 30 years, folks? Is something wrong with this picture or am I on another planet? 30 years for EPA to tell the people we need to take MTBE out because it causes cancer. Anyway, who do we have on the line?
We have Lana.
Hi, Lana.
Hi. Oh, I keep on forgetting that's the good old Chaz. He still sounds so young, but man, he's been on the radio forever. And I'm happy that he's there. So anyway, George, I experienced something. I was sort of like a witness. Oh, thank God that I had my car in good shape, my brakes good, and my reflexes, and I wasn't talking on a phone. Anyway, you know, the cutoff IAR, I was coming home from shopping, and you know the cutoff IAR going home? A car swerved right in front of me. I thought he just, you know what I mean, just changed lane kind of thing. So, but what everybody going kind of speed, right, because of the freeway, and it was busy, and before our incident had another accident. I passed that accident. Okay, but anyway, the point is, I found out later, the other car hit him because I saw that car stop, revert back up, and just look, and I telling everybody, stop, stop, right? I don't know who was involved, but that guy took off. So the guy who got hit on his rear, he apparently was forced to come in my lane. So I was forced to go on the, you know, the easement kind of part. And if I didn't have that reflexes in my brakes, I burned rubber to stinker. I would have hit that, you know, the side railing, the metal side railing. I would have gotten my whole side smashed because it happened split second. But the guy hit the guy and he took off. He didn't stop. Well, anyway, and in the meantime, I'm talking to the guy and then, you know, I stayed to be a witness to the cop, and he was so shaken up. He had two women in his car. So I told him, well, anyway, I told him, did you call the cop? He said, no. I said, you better go call the cop. And in the meantime, I think, who is this lady and this in the back of me, this older gentleman got a smash too on his tail light. I mean, total smash. apparently the girl went hit him in the back. So that's how it happened. But anyway, and her boyfriend was following her, so lucky because he took a lot of pictures, you know, asked questions. He was more upset because she, you know, she's more in big kimchi. I mean, no fault of her own. I have no idea because I never know what happened in the back until I came out of the car, checked my situation. And I was worried about the guy in the front. So anyway, you know, I tell you, people are so terrible. I don't know how they can sleep at night. He knew he went hit the gun, and he could have caused me, you know, more damage. Thank God, you know, even the guy said, you're really lucky you were alert, blah, 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 you know, because he was worried about me, too. Because he went in my lane, and to avoid him, you know how chain reaction, right?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, and you see plenty of people going through the red light, George. It's getting worse. I mean, it's total red, and they go across the street.
Mm-hmm. We need more enforcement.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know. You know, nowadays, ever since the kind of no fault, they just take the story and you deal with it. They don't really put time and effort like before. They take measurements, right? All that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that and thank you for...
Thank you, Lana.
I hope people listen. If you hit someone, stop. Be kind enough to, you know...
They don't.
Help out. Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, getting back to the MTBE, anti-knock additive put into the gas. 30 years... It took EPA to tell the people, we need to take that out. 30 years. That don't sound right to me. Okay? But anyway, they had to add in something else to be an anti-knock. Okay? That was not cancerous and will not harm the environment. That additive was called ethanol. Ethanol does not damage anything, folks. Okay? Before you condemn ethanol, go check it out. Because you don't want to be condemning something and looking like a fool later on. They use ethanol in surgery, in hospitals. They use it in expensive women's face cream. They use it to make vodka. Vodka is 70% ethanol, 30% water. The water weakens the ethanol. But ethanol is used in a lot of things. The hand sterilizer that you have at the restaurants, when you go in, it sterilizes your hand and all that, the little bottle, that is also ethanol. Now, if ethanol was so damaging, okay, how can you use it? How can you drink it? You cannot. It'll be poisonous. They say that ethanol damages rubber, plastic, all that stuff. No, it doesn't. Now, if you should take this to court, you have to prove it, right? Well, I have a plastic bottle with ethanol in it for the last, 6-7 years. With rubber holes in it, fiberglass, and all of that stuff. And 6-7 years, nothing happened. They also say that ethanol is no good because it separates after a period of time. You know, I have yet to see it separate. It doesn't separate. Ethanol is a perfect blending agent. It blends chemicals. And makes it better. I love using ethanol. Brazil has been using ethanol and making ethanol since 1955. And if it was so damaging, well, they wouldn't be using it. It brought Brazil out of third world. And they're now doing real good. But Anyway, that's ethanol. Okay? Well, my question is, why did it take EPA that long to come out and say that it's not good and they got to take it out of the gas? Why that long? Okay? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. We're trying to keep the subject of the good old days. The good old days of racing, and Earl Safari Char knows about that. It was good. For those of you that went to the racetrack back in the 60s and 70s, you know how it was. You know how much fun it was, and where is it today? Oahu is the only island that don't have a raceway park. So where is the young folks supposed to go and race? Only the streets. Well, Kauai has Maui and the Big Island. Only Oahu, with the biggest population, there's no racetrack. You think there's ever going to be one? I don't think so. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? And again, I keep asking people, if you have pictures of racing at Hawaii Raceway Park from back in the 60s and 70s, we would really appreciate it if you could let us use it so we can make copies and put it on the website. Because we want to remember Hawaii Raceway Park the way it was. You know, like we always say, back in the good old days. And for those young people that never saw the good old days, sorry, because you'll never see that come back again. The good old days. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, we're going to break. Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. We'll be right back.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, 409. For I knew there would be
a... Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here. How's everything going?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. But you know the lady that called in about the way people drive?
Mm-hmm.
It gets worse. Every week it gets worse. And like you said, the enforcement, I used to see, like, you know, a lot of police officers writing speeding tickets. Hardly see that anymore. I don't know if it's just, you know, my perception, but it seems like, you know, they used to be all over the place. Now I hardly see them writing tickets.
You know why? Because people are not speeding.
Well, that's good. But, you know, then you know what? They need to ride with me. There's a lot of people flying by me on the highway.
Maybe you're driving too slow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what I was going to comment on, too. Like she was saying, how people switch lanes. And I always have this argument with people who tell me that if the speed limit on the freeway is 55, you should be able to drive in the fast lane at 55 miles an hour. And I tell them, no, that left lane is for passing. You should ride in the center lane. It gives you the more avenues. Plus, when you're in the fast lane going 55, The guy's doing 70. What do? They got to cut across two lanes of traffic and do all this weaving to get around you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we said about the crosswalks. Yeah, technically you're right, but logically you're just causing the crashes. And my like favorite joke that I saw years ago, I saw this cartoon where the lady's driving, not to pick on women, but anyway, she was driving along real slow and there's a big accident behind her. And when she gets home, her husband says, "Man, look, there was a big crash on the freeway." And she goes, "That's funny. I just drove right by there. There was nothing going on." Because the accident was caused by, you know, her not paying attention. And that's what's going on. And, you know, people depend on good drivers. So the good drivers are the ones that let off the gas and they let the crazy guy cut in, you know, and do whatever they want. And if everybody was driving like they were, it'd be like a NASCAR race. And you'd have people banging and running all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And the ethanol thing, I don't even talk to people about. I gave up already. You know, people just have this thing in their mind, you know, that, oh, well, it's messing up cars. I go, is your car running? Well, yeah, my car runs okay. Well, what? Oh, no, but my friend. You know, it's always my friend went to the mechanic and said all his hoses melted or something weird. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, I mean, some of it is just, you just got to go, wait a minute. Now, I could understand you say it runs a little bad. But you know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? They came out with all, oh, the hoses go bad and your seals all leak and. Was the same thing. Remember when we were first started using synthetic motor oil?
Yep, it's no good.
And everybody went, no good, no good. Then all of a sudden, one by one, all the now everybody has synthetic motor oil.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, George, we just got to wait a couple of years and they'll be, oh, ethanol. Oh, yeah, we knew about it all the time. And we'll just say, yeah, okay. Because that's how it is. Anyway.
Okay.
As always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
Well,
we have Ron from Alamoana.
Hey, Ron.
I noticed on your website you got pictures of comets.
Mm-hmm.
You had a collection of them. I think one time my brother bought back a comet that was had a cyclone package in it. Was it like dual quartz?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every 2 years, he would go up on an army training for the National Guard, and he would bring back a car from Detroit.
Wow.
He had a 409, he had a 57 Chevy, and, oh, classic now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started out with a 65 Mustang Fastback. Guess how much that bug is worth today.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You still have it?
I used to race them on the street.
Do you still have it?
No.
Oh, lose money.
I even had a 71 XKE coupe with the chrome wire wheels.
Oh, wow.
I think it's worth at least 30-something thousand. Some bozo was coming down Kalani Oli real fast and hit an old Dodge behind me and drove him into the back of my Jag, and then I ended up underneath a cutlass. The cutlass was sitting on my long slope to it.
Wow.
So all I got for it was some airline pilot bought it from me, you know, as is, because I had a lot of sheet metal damage. Mm-hmm. He wanted the mechanic parts on it. So he had one in a hangar that was pretty good shape, so he just wanted to cannibalize it. So, oh, boy. Yeah, I bought it cheap, too.
That's the good old days.
Yeah, he had only a minor problem. The electric fan wouldn't work, so I hot-wired it, so every time he turned the ignition on, it would run without the thermostat.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I almost got a 65 GTO, but it was the end of the year, so they didn't have any left at Detroit.
Oh.
I would have had that. I had a 68 instead, but already they were getting heavy.
Yeah, the 64 was my favorite year.
Yeah, that was the first
That's the first GTO.
Yeah, the first supercar, like.
Mm-hmm.
DeLorean was the brain behind that, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the good old days.
Yeah, anyway, I remember before Custom Supreme, Chevrolet Custom Supreme.
Oh, that was the gas.
Well, you know, you could blindfold me and drive one car past me, and if it was tune red, I could detect that that exhaust had a kind of a sweet odor to it.
Yep.
And then people found out they were going to phase it out. The guys were trying to hoard it, 50-gallon drums.
Yeah.
50 cents a gallon.
Good old days.
It was cheaper than orange. I mean, not orange, but apple juice in a gallon. It was 60-something, 70-something cents a gallon of apple juice. Now, how can they do that anyway? It's harder to make a gallon of gas than 1 gallon of apple juice.
I don't know.
Soon as I opened my big mouth, gas started growing.
See, you should have stayed quiet.
Yeah, somebody must have heard me, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, regarding ethanol, can it be produced in Hawaii because we had sugar cane?
And yes.
Somebody on Maui has a rum distillery, right?
Yep.
So I don't know if they can...
We can make ethanol from sugar cane, yes. Yeah. And it's crazy we're not making it. And the oil companies here are buying it from Brazil, $9 billion worth a year.
Mm-hmm.
Why not buy it from Hawaii?
Mm. Yeah, the closest thing to that is that biodiesel. I think Willie Nelson got an investment, a small outlet here.
Lose money, these people.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Well, nice talking.
Mm-hmm.
I used to specify 4-speed all the time in my cars.
That's right. That's right.
My brother influenced me. All of his cars were black.
I had one black, and that's it. I don't want black.
You got to keep it clean.
It's hard.
I heard white lasts a long time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I better let you go.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Anyway. That was the good old days, and... Yes, if you do have pictures of drag racing back in the 60s and 70s, please, we want to borrow the picture so we can put it up, make a copy and put it up on the web for the world to see what the first official racetrack looked like back in the 60s. You know, we don't have it anymore. So it's sad that it's gone. So if you have pictures, please let us know. And we would really appreciate it. Anyway, tire pressures are so important. A lot of you buy tires from Costco and wherever. They do not fill the tire to the right proper tire pressure. And again, it's all about money, folks. Because if you're underinflated, the tire life goes away real fast. I've told you this many times, but people don't listen. And I see it all over. When I'm walking through parking lots, I can see how many cars the tire pressure is not what it's supposed to be at. If there's a little bulge on the tire, when it's on the where it touches the ground, if it's bulging, more than likely the tire is underinflated. Okay? So, but anyway, that's their money, your gas. For every 5 pounds of air that you're down, you lose 3 miles to the gallon of gas. Yes, 3 miles to the gallon of gas if you underinflate it. For every 5 pounds, if you're 10 pounds under, you're 6 miles. You lose six. Okay? So, up to you. The highest octane right now is Shell. The Shell 92 V-Power is at 85. On Kauai is 80. Okay? In Hilo and Kona, it's 89. Now, why is that? You go figure. Okay? Is it break time, Wanda? Yes, it's about time.
Almost. I guess we can go to a break right now.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And, we're talking about gasoline and octane. It's all about money, folks. The higher the octane, the better your gas mileage. Now think, common sense. I know common sense died a long time ago. Common sense. If you owned Shell Oil, would you like your people to get 30 miles a gallon or 10 miles a gallon? It's all about the money. Okay? And the oil companies were allowed to lower the octane back in 2006 when they were told they had to add in ethanol. Oil companies asked the state if they could be allowed to lower the octane three numbers because adding 10% ethanol would bring it up three numbers, and they didn't want to give away octane because that's more gas mileage. Okay, way back then, we did the test before they did ethanol, and we added 10%, and it did not bring the octane up even one number. Okay, but the state allowed them to lower the octane, and that's why you, the people of Hawaii, got shafted and tattooed. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George. You know, you're talking about the good old days. Remember Andy's Drive-In, Kailua?
Yeah.
You been there?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a hangout at night.
Yeah, just like Chunky's.
Yeah, some nice cars, but I had a 66 Mustang, 200 cubic inch, six-cylinder. I decided to put a mild cam in there, and I put machine ahead, put triple carburetors. Kind of crazy, yeah.
Why not put a 289?
I never had one. It sounded nice, man. Oh, now, before my head would turn, now people's heads are turning. But that was a good time, you know. But
oh, yeah.
There was one car, I think it was called the Pink Panther. I think it was a 55 Chevy with a picture of Pink Panther paint on it. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder where the guy's from.
I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's the good old days. So, good remembrance.
Yeah. But, lucky you have them.
Yeah, I know.
Think about the kids today.
I bought a picture of Andy's Drive-In. I have it.
Wow.
What it looked like in the early days, man. Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sad. Sad, it's all gone.
I know. I guess get ready for Hong Kong.
Yep.
Well, tomorrow's my birthday, so.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks. Yep. And I'll keep going.
Okay.
Well, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Thanks. Aloha. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And let's talk about the good old days. You know? The days that will never come back. But as long as you have it in your memory, nobody can take it away from you. Okay, getting back to cars, aluminum wheels is what we recommend. Aluminum wheels are not just high performance. It's to dissipate heat from your brakes. Your brakes last longer. Your gas mileage is better because aluminum wheels are lighter. Okay? They're lighter than steel. And they're stronger. So, highly recommended when you buy a new car, have aluminum wheels on it. Or if you have a used car, then look for some good condition aluminum wheels and put them on. Okay? But anyway, that's the reason for aluminum wheels. Okay? And this customer, this lady called in, and she was connecting her battery terminals on her battery, on her car, and she had to find out where she can get rubber gloves from because she didn't want to get electrocuted from the 12-volt battery. Well, 12-volt batteries don't shock you. Not like the 110 volts from the plug in your wall of the house. 12-volt batteries don't shock you, so you don't need rubber gloves. Okay, who do we have on the line now?
We have Mario, but not Yano. Mario from Manoa.
Hi, Mario.
Hi. When you were talking about tire pressure, should we put the maximum tire pressure, 44 PSI, that's on my tire?
Highly recommended.
So right up to the tippity top where it says maximum, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what was the reason for the aluminum, the rims again?
It dissipates heat from the brakes, number one. Number two is lighter than steel, so it gives you better gas mileage because if you get a wheel, both identical size, everything same, but one has aluminum wheel, the other one has a steel wheel, and you try to push it by hand on the ground, the aluminum one is easier to roll.
Right. My car takes gas. Should I be buying the premium shell?
The people of Hawaii don't have a choice because if you read your manual,
It says, do not run fuel below 87.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? And the highest we have on Oahu is Shell Premium at 85.
At 85.
That's below minimum.
Wow. Okay. Okay, I'll buy that. Thanks.
Okay?
Okay. Aloha.
Right. Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Rob from Kailua.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, George. George, you remember a shop called Bellybug?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a race Volkswagen.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's where the Beatles all went.
Yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. We're trying to talk about the old days and memories from the old days. And they're wonderful memories, folks. Wonderful. You know, I wonder if 20 years from now the young folks will have wonderful memories about today. I don't see anything here to remember about. Anyway, who's next on the phone?
We got Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you, George? I'm still here.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good or what, but what the heck?
Yeah.
George, the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days.
My whole life is the good old days, George.
That's the best. That's the best.
Intentionally. Mm-hmm. Since I've been able to get out once in a while and see what they've been doing to our beautiful islands, holy cow, George. I don't want to go any further than where I live in Aina Haina and Costco in Hawaii Kai.
Yeah, that's why I love visiting the other islands, because the other islands is still the good old days.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Yeah,
I know. Didn't we talk about we were going to go retire?
Molokai,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I tell you, I'll go sell this place and I'll have plenty.
Yeah.
You know, with the way real estate costs down on the southeast end anyway.
Well, Molokai is healthier to live there because less EMF.
Absolutely, right.
Yep.
And electromagnetic, what is that? Electromagnetic fluorocarbons?
Yeah, it's no good. It's bad.
Yeah. George, I wanted to tell you something real quick. I don't know if I ever mentioned to you. You know, my dad, he had me when he was like 51 or 52 years old, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So he had me kind of late in life. So he had quite an incredible background to himself. But one really cool thing that I don't think I ever mentioned this to you was he was one of two only communicators aboard Henry Ford's yacht on the Great Lakes. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Absolutely. And I have a card when my dad left that job on his yacht and Mr. Ford found out, he left a card right on my dad's desk on board the yacht. And I still have it to this day. And it says, and it's written in pencil on a regular business size card, George.
Mm-hmm.
And it says bye. And it's spelled B-Y-E, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Henry Ford. And I don't know if anybody knows, but the way you see Ford, the script on Ford products, mm-hmm. where, you know, it's kind of real neat.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of swirly, beautiful writing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the way he signed his name.
I know.
Yeah.
That's his signature.
I have that thing, and I don't know. I guess since it's kind of difficult for me to get all the way downtown to where you are, maybe next time my friend's around with his, you know, I don't have those cameras, you know, with the phone with the camera thing.
Yeah.
I think I'll take a picture of it and then go ahead and forward it to you.
Oh, yeah. Thing. Yeah, please.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, we'd like all to right. put it on a website.
Yeah. There's a ton of stuff I could tell you, but I'm not going to do it. I know we're running out of time here. There's other other good listeners. Alrighty?
Okay, Rob.
Thanks, George.
You take care.
Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah, folks. You know, we like to see memories of the past, the good old days. So, you know, stop wasting time and get those pictures to us so we can post it for all the world to see the beauty of Hawaii and the Hawaii Raceway Park. You know, everybody always wait till the funeral. The funeral is too late, folks. Do it before. Okay? High-octane gasoline does not damage anything. The higher the octane, the better. If you get too high, then you're just wasting your time because it does not damage the engine, but you're just wasting money on that higher octane. And we do not have high octane in America. I got in gas samples from America, and there's no such thing as 92. The 92 test out at 88. So, in Hawaii, no, only in Hilo, they have 89. All the rest, no. Okay, who's next?
We have Peter from Kahala.
Peter?
Peter.
Peter. Hi, Peter.
Hi, George. Going back to the good old days, if I'm not mistaken, it was the great Senator Dianne Feinstein who introduced and pushed MTBE into the gasoline.
I
don't recall the year, but it was back then. It was a byproduct. They had to get rid of it, so they dumped it into the gasoline.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, it's not. And she hasn't been nice ever since.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, anyway,
it's so sad that the human beings have to be that way.
Yes. She was just trying to make a buck for herself. She's one of the worst senators we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let you have that information.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take care and aloha.
Aloha. Okay, folks, there you go. Break time.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. 4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? And the other topic I wanted to talk about was electric cars. Electric cars. They're bringing that out because world's running out of oil. But if they had common sense, how are they going to charge up the electric car if there is no diesel to run the electric power plant? Windmills? No. Windmills are a joke. Okay? They do not produce enough electricity for the ugliness they produce for Hawaii. Electric cars are high EMF, electronic magnetic field, and that is the highest cause of cancer. There's no free lunch. You have to face it, folks. Ethanol is the best fuel and the only fuel that I would recommend. It's clean. It's made from sugarcane, anything green, And sugar cane will keep on growing. We'll never run out of it. Okay? So, think about that. Clean, clean energy. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
George.
Okay. Yeah.
Good old days, Kalihi cars, remember?
Oh, all yeah. They had all the Chevys over there. Yeah.
Real beautiful cars. Okay, second request. I've seen you at the Ford long time ago at Mustang Sally. You going to bring out any more cars?
Any more cars? Show?
Yeah, your 65 Chevy 2. I don't know what kind of cars you have. No, I mean, I used to see you racing it, so I don't know if you have it in your personal museum.
Shenandoah is still there. It now belongs to my son, Todd.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what he's doing with it.
Okay. That's a 65 Chevy 2, right?
Yep, 65 Chevy 2. I special ordered it way back in 65 through Servco. And Tommy Fukunaga, the owner, helped me get it.
Okay.
And when I ordered it, a good friend of mine with Chevrolet Corvette Division told me that don't buy the regular Chevy 2. That Chevrolet made what they call police options. So I ordered my Shenandoah under the police option. The police option, the car came with bigger brakes, bigger drive shaft, thicker everything.
And this was in the Chevy 2 model?
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was intermediate, like, you know, Malibus and the big Impalas. But wow, oh, terrific. Okay,
yeah.
Good, good. Okay. So what else? I know you have a 32 Victoria two-door. One time I saw it also at Sunday. So, okay. Well, maybe we'll see your inventory later on during the year when you get cruise night.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, who do we have next?
We have Charlie from Makiki.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, morning. I have a suggestion for you new car dealers. George, why are you bringing in so many cars for the 5,000 each new car dealer?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? They keep telling where everybody going. You know how stupid they are. They don't realize. You cannot sell cars, don't sell. Look at the means.
I know.
I thought they were smart, but no. I don't know what other word to use, but they're real pakatari.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cats, boy. I meant to call you how long ago? Yeah. No, no makes sense.
That's true.
You be like Brazil. What do you say? You crack up one car, then one car come in. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why the legislature don't follow that idea?
Well, we just like people. People getting more people and more people coming in from foreign countries, buying houses here, and there's no houses for the locals.
Ah, I tell you, boy. That's why getting harder and harder. So this world going to end pretty soon. That's all. No more chance.
Yep.
Okay, George. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. I recommend the electronic rust-proofing device that Harvey Maeda sells and Nita's Auto Repair sell it too. That electronic rust-proofing device will protect your car from rust. Totally. Okay? Especially the bottom of the car. A lot of cars, 99% of the cars that we look at, the bottom is rusted. But with the electronic rust-proofing device, it does not rust. Not even the exhaust rusts. So, up to you. Harvey Maeda has that fantastic rust-proofing device. And Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has that fantastic special off-road Royal Purple Oil with a high metal protector. And Harvey also sells ethanol. And Nita's Auto Repair also has that ethanol, the Royal Purple, and the electronic rust-proofing device. Crestec Cleaning Center also sells that special high-performance
broad purple oil with the high metal protector. And Crestec Cleaning Center's number is 942-2500. 942-2500. Okay? Okay. So, anyway. A lot of people are not taking care of their cars and just beating up their cars. If you look around, a lot of cars, the right front corner of the bumper is damaged, or the rear, right rear corner is damaged. It's because people don't love their cars. If you love your car, you don't damage it. But if you're using your car just for a roller skate, you damage it. Okay? Recommended to use Rain-X on your windshield. Rain-X is excellent. Okay? So, highly recommend to use Rain-X on your windshield. Very, very good. And windshield wiper blades, you know, it's not expensive. Change it every 6 months. Keep the wiper blades clean and wiping the windshield good. Because now that you're speeding on the freeways more and more, because you're frustrated with the traffic, and it rains, it's not going to wipe the window clean. So, highly recommended to check your wiper blades. Not the windshield washer that squirts water on your windshield. The wiper blades. Okay? And don't forget your tire pressure, folks. I keep saying that week after week and nobody listens. But that's up to you. It's your tires that you got to buy. Okay? So, but anyway, there's no cheap lunch, folks. When it comes to brakes, use the best. Don't cut corners. You only have one chance when it's safety. Never cut corners on safety. You got to change shocks and struts. Use the best. Okay? I recommend KYB, Bilstein, or all the top brands. Not the cheapy ones. Okay? Use the good stuff. Because the good stuff carries a lifetime warranty. You don't have to worry about purchasing it again. Those people that have the Mazda MPV in the early 90s, highly recommended to use the Royal Purple HPS oil 5W20. Not the 5W30. Use the lighter oil. The Royal Purple HPS. HPS stands for High Performance Street. That's the only oil that has metal protector. You try it and you're going to feel a difference. 5W20. Okay? And you can get that at Crestec Cleaning Center or Harvey Maeda on Kauai. Okay? So, anyway, on the safety stickers, on the right bottom corner, it has your VIN number. If you want your car stolen, then leave it on. Remove it with lacquer thinner, brake clean, or nail polish remover. High theft is happening because of that. They make the spare key from it. Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in today, and most of all you people that remember the good old days. What a memory, folks. What a memory. I love it. Take care of each other, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily